This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and the season is upon us. The lights are out, and the lights are out in full effect at the lake. Lake Compounds right here in my hometown of Bristol. And joining me this morning is Lindsay Winters, Public Relations Manager for Lake Compounds. Lindsay Winters, ironic that we're going to be discussing holiday lights. How are you doing this morning, Lindsay?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing excellent. So the lights have returned to the lake, huh?
Yes, we're really excited. We're back in 2021 after, you know, unfortunately having to be closed last year. So we're saying we're back and we're bigger than ever before. We have more than 500,000 lights throughout the park. Connecticut's tallest Christmas tree is back, standing 100 feet tall right at our main gate. We have an all new show this year. So we're really excited to be kicking things off again.
I'll say last year and a half have been tough. The park's gone through a lot. So it must have been nice to have been able to plan the lights and have people come through the gates a little bit more freely than they've had in the past. We've all had to deal with different regulations. Is there anything if people are coming there? We're getting into one of the special things coming up tonight with Fido and your furry friend. But you know, if people are coming, you know, in the next week or so, is there any precautions they need to be aware of? Masks, or where do you guys fall with that?
Yeah, so we're following CDC guidelines. So, you know, if you are not vaccinated, we do ask that you wear a mask. If you are vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask in the park. But if you do enter any of the, you know, indoor buildings, so if you go watch the show Once Upon a Christmas, which is in our ballroom, or going inside to meet Santa in Kittyland, in that area, we do ask that you wear a mask indoors.
Okay. So Santa's still going to be there this year?
Yes, Santa is back. He has a new location. We had to relocate him due to that show that we're having this year. But he's in Kittyland in Santa's workshop.
Okay. So right next to the kids' goat carts.
Yeah, he's right across from the Dumbo Flyers.
Yep. Perfect. I know exactly where that is. The kids and me have spent many an hour in that area of the park. And so let's, you know, things have had to change around a little bit. You're adding something special this year, a new show. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's called Once Upon a Christmas, and it's performed every hour on the hour in the Starlight Theater. It's a really cute show. It's a musical, and they really ask you to sing along and join in with them as well. So three toys teach Susie Snowflake the true meaning of Christmas. It's about a 20-minute show, and it's really cute. I really recommend everyone check it out, and you know, it's just a fun little lighthearted way to get into the holiday spirit.
And that's one thing Lake Compounds has done great over the years. It's a family theme park. There's something for everyone, especially now. Everyone needs a little levity and just a release and enjoy time outside. And, you know, the holiday lights there have been amazing in the past years. I always found it ironic going through the dinosaur area with all the Christmas decorations on them. I just find that pretty amazing. That's great.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the whole park. We have it programmed, so it's a whole themed light show in there. It's really cute, and some of the dinosaurs move with the lights. It's really fantastic.
Now, you know, ride-wise, are all the rides open? What's the ride limitations this year? Because I know it changes in the past. Is there anything that is not open, or what is open this year?
Yeah, so we're really excited. We actually have more rides than ever before open this year. So we have 15 rides open at the park. So it's basically all of our rides in Kittyland. So the Kitty bumper cars, the flying balloons, the Kitty coaster, and then we also have Twister open, American Flyers, our carousel, so a few other family rides. The coasters are not open during holiday lights, but we do have a pretty good variety of family attractions that are.
Okay, because, yeah, that was one of the things, especially in the past, when I know Boulder Dash has been open, I'm like, it's 17 degrees outside. How are these people's eyes not frozen open?
No. It gets tricky to run those coasters when it gets cold.
Yes,
so
yes.
We're saving them for the summer.
And, you know, we're discussing cold. The Lake Compounds hot chocolate is one of the best around. What do you have this year for, you know, anything different food-wise or drink-wise that people can look forward to filling their bellies with?
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun seasonal food items this year. So we do have our hot chocolate bath. We have spiked hot chocolate, so you can actually choose what you add to your adult hot cocoa. And then we'll have different themed food weekends. So gingerbread weekend is beginning December 17th. So we'll have gingerbread house decorating up in the ballroom. And then in our sweet shop, we'll have gingerbread cookies, possibly some gingerbread cake pops and things like that. And then we are actually open for the first time ever the week after Christmas into the new year, and that will be our peppermint week. So we'll have specialty peppermint foods throughout the park. So peppermint bark, peppermint ice cream, potentially a peppermint hot cocoa. So we're really excited about those as well.
Excellent. What do we got for food? Anything enticing for food?
Yes, so we have some delicious bread bowls we have with soup. So we have a broccoli cheddar soup, a potato soup. We have our Timberjack Chow House open that has turkey legs in it and a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich as well.
I'm down for that. I just had Thanksgiving leftovers for lunch again, and I will continue to have it till I'm all out. And, you know, that's... I'm assuming the water park is closed. I just want to just ask that question.
Oh, yes. Our water park closes right after Labor Day. So we'll reopen the water park next year, Memorial Day weekend.
And we'll look to the past a little bit before we look to the event coming up tonight. How was the summer with all the changes and everything that happened? How did the park fare this year?
Yeah, you know, we had a really great season. It was really fun to see everybody back in full force this year and, you know, not having that capacity limit as we did in 2020. And we were really excited to gear up for our fall event, Happy Hauntings, and then, you know, looking ahead to Christmas as well. So it's been an interesting year. I think a lot of learning, but it was also really fun. You know, we celebrated our 175th birthday this season. We did a full renovation at the front of the park. So a lot of our buildings were repainted. Our main gate has a totally new look now. So it's been an exciting year.
Awesome. And now leading into that excitement coming up tonight, you can bring your pet, mainly a dog. I don't know how you act with ferrets and if people have weird animals, but bring your dogs. You can bring your four-legged feline friends some other time. But tonight, we're looking and we're teaming up with a great organization. We've talked about this organization on our airways many times on Saturday mornings, Dog Star Rescue. You can bring your dogs to the park. I'm liking it. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is our annual Holiday Lights event. So it'll be happening tonight in the park with our new extended hours. We're open from 3 to 9 today, and we'll be working with Dog Star Rescue. So if you are interested in meeting any of the adoptable dogs that they'll be bringing to the park today and possibly adopting, they recommend that you head to their website and you fill out a pre-adoption form and you get that pre-approval. So if you do fall in love with a furry friend tonight, you can bring them home. And then if you do have a furry friend of your own already at home, you are more than welcome to bring them out to the park. You can do photos with Santa with your pet. You can do puppuccinos. They can walk around and meet other furry friends, take in the lights. And, you know, it's just a really fun night to bring the whole entire family out.
And if anyone doesn't know what a puppuccino is, I'm probably going to say this and my dog's going to come running upstairs because my brother-in-law introduced our dog because his dog's a big fan of them. They live down in North Carolina. So now anytime we take the whipped cream out of the fridge and he just hears the cap just pop. That.
Yep.
He comes running and he sits like, oh, it's time. I'm ready. Just put a little whipped cream and a little paper Dixie cup and they're good to go. It's the only thing that gets that dog up and excited. And, you know, it's amazing the little things like that that bring the dogs to the kitchen. So that's awesome that you guys are, you know, catering a little bit to the four-legged friends. That's awesome.
Yes. We wanted to make sure they had their own special seasonal food and beverage item as well.
And you had mentioned, you know, extended hours were this day. What are the hours coming up the rest of the season? What are the days the park's open for the lights and everything else you got going on?
Yeah. So, you know, after last weekend, we saw great success and demand just for us to be open even longer. So Fridays will remain the same. So we'll be open Fridays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we'll actually be opening an hour earlier now. So our new hours are 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. And then we are open after Christmas as well. So we'll be open every day from 3 to 9 p.m. from December 26th through January 1st.
Now, what brought on that week open after Christmas? Is it just the pent-up demand that you guys are hearing, that people actually want to get out and start doing stuff again?
I mean, honestly, yes. People were so excited that this event was coming back. You know, we saw a lot of chatter on Facebook. People were asking us in the summer if Holiday Life would be back this year. And, you know, bringing it back is just so fun. And people have such a great time coming out with their families, and everyone's still, you know, celebrating the holidays with their family. Even that week, you know, you're with your family, you're at home that week after Christmas. People are looking for things to do. So, you know, why not stay open and offer a fun family friendly event for them to come out to?
Yeah, so all we can hope for is some nice weather, you know, a light snow, yeah, just to make it that pretty New England day at New England's oldest and most amazing theme park right here in Bristol, Connecticut, Lake Compounds. Lindsay Winters, Northeast Public Relations Manager for Lake Compounds. Thank you for joining me this morning. If I don't get out there tonight, give a dog a hug for me. I'm a big dog guy, so that's amazing that you guys are doing that. Have fun. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and if there's anything else that you know of that's coming up this time of the year, there's many festivals coming back, many events returning to the Christmas and holiday weeks and into the new year. You can send me an email, joey.burgoyne, B-O-U-R-G-O-I-N, at Audacy, audacy.com. It's an amazing state we live in. Get out there, enjoy it with the family. Many things happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.